your hold experience. For Schwab market news and events, press 1. For music, press 2. Here is the morning Schwab market update for Wednesday, June 10th. Eagerly awaited May Consumer Price Index, or CPI, data arrived mostly as expected, with headline prices up 0.5%.
Okay, you're kind of sounding very fuzzy and kind of blobby sounding, but we can work through. Do you understand me?
Yes, I can understand you.
Okay, I can understand you better. Okay, so here's the situation. I sold some stocks. Okay, so for the quarter where you have to report June 15th. The estimates, I sold like $130,000 of stocks. Then I went into TurboTax to try to import the information and it just wasn't there. So all it was able to import was, only thing showing, okay, I'm logged into my Schwab account right now. And the only 1099, you know, reports available is the DIV and INT for the year 2025, and that is it. So is there any way to generate the 1099B so that TurboTax can calculate what I owe for, you know, June 15th?
Well, I can go over that with you here.
Yeah.
Could you share with me your first and last name for the recorded line?
Yeah, Bob or Robert, and the last name's MROSS. It's like the word cross, but replace C with an M.
Okay, Mr. Ross. Also, too, for verification, could you confirm with me your cell phone number so I can send you a text?
Yeah. It's okay, hang on. Let me just get my cell. It's area code 208. 340-1535.
Okay. I've just sent you a text. Could you share with me?
Yep, I see it. Yeah, it's 117487.
Okay, that code has been successfully verified. Thank you for sharing that with me. All right, so now that I have you verified, just to let you know, so when it comes to our tax documents, we only produce them on an annual basis. So unfortunately, we would not be able to generate a 1099B for this quarter.
Okay, so here's the thing is like whatever it generated, you know, in the past it has generated, you know, annually, whether annually or not, but it was able to calculate what I owe on just stock sales, not interest, not dividends, but stock sales. It was able to generate that for me. Is there any way that while I'm logged on that it can generate what I would have to pay for, you know, June 15th? Because I don't know about the basis. I don't know which basis to use, that sort of stuff.
Okay. So what I can show you on Schwab.com, there is a section online called the Realized Gains and Loss page.
Okay, so I'm logged on right now. I'm logged into my account right now. So where do I go?
So where are you going to go? At the very top of your screen, do you see where it says Accounts?
Accounts, yeah. And then there's a bunch of stuff below it.
So you're going to select Realized Gains / Loss.
Yeah, I see that. Okay.
So once you select Realized Gains and Loss, then for the date range, you'll just update it for the last 3 months, which would indicate for the last quarter here.
Okay. Hold on. Okay, so I don't want all of it because I believe that for June 15th, it stops, its period stops at the end of May, right?
Now that I can't confirm with you here, I'm not a tax professional to confirm, but nonetheless, what you could do, you can modify the calendar or the date range.
Oh, date range. Okay. So, okay. So, custom date range, right?
Yes, correct.
Okay. So, from zero, hang on. Okay. So from, I'll just say January 2026, 1st of January 2026. And then for this, for the two is, May 31st. Okay, hang on a second. I gotta make sure my screens. Okay, so I have a program to do screenshots, but I gotta run it. Okay, so then symbol, I just leave it blank.
Yes, you'll leave it blank and you'll select search.
Search. Yeah, okay. Okay, that's okay. Hang on, I'm going to do another screenshot. Okay, so okay, so now okay, so it says total proceeds 132.04 whatever, and then it says cost basis was 1,000. Okay? So the 130-63079 is my gain, right?
Yes. So the 130,638.79. That is your total gain.
Okay. So, all right, so 130. I'm just typing this too. Let's see. Okay, so now, so my taxes is just what I owe for the estimate is just that times a percentage.
Yes, it is times a percentage, but as far as what that percentage is, I'm not 100% sure.
Okay. All right. Okay, so there's no, okay, so Schwab does not have the ability to, like, generate a 1099-B for every quarter.
Yes, correct.
Okay, well, can you put that in the suggestion box?
I can definitely.
Because that'd be really useful. That'd be really useful. It'd be nice to just go into TurboTax and say, you know, click the import button. And then it generate, you know, what I need to pay for the estimate. Cause that looks like it should be there, but it isn't. It's kind of a gross miss. Yeah. It's really bad. So, yeah. Okay. I can't think of anything else. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Oh, yes, my pleasure. And thank you again for doing business with Schwab, and I hope you have a wonderful day.
All right, thank you.